Adele takes out a huge loan for a new home. Lady Gaga confirms her role in the Joker sequel, and John Legend blames politics for his rift with Ye. It's Friday, August 5th, and here are your latest music news headlines brought to you by The Filter. Adele took out a whopping $37.7 million US mortgage to buy Sylvester Stallone's Beverly Hills estate earlier this year. According to documents obtained by the Daily Mail, City National Bank, a subsidiary of Toronto-based RBC, gave the English singer the 30-year loan in February. Factoring in interest and property taxes, Adele will pay an estimated $227,000 US per month, according to the Mail. The singer's forthcoming 32-show Las Vegas residency is expected to earn her $1 million per show. Adele purchased the 18,500-square-foot home on 3.5 acres from Stallone for $58 million. It has 8 bedrooms, 11 bathrooms, and boasts a cinema, a gym, a cigar room, and stunning views. There's also a 2-bedroom guest house on the property. Lady Gaga confirmed Thursday that she will star opposite Joaquin Phoenix in the forthcoming sequel to his 2019 flick, Joker. The 36-year-old pop star shared an animated clip on social media showing the two silhouette images coming together for a dance set to Irving Berlin's 1930 song, Cheek to Cheek. Joker, Folie à Deux, directed by Todd Phillips, is scheduled to open in cinemas on October 4th, 2024. Reports of Gaga's involvement in the project surfaced in June. Although she did not confirm her character, it seems logical to assume that Gaga will play Harley Quinn. John Legend has said that he and Ye aren't friends as much as we used to be due to their political differences. I honestly think because we publicly disagreed on his running for office, his supporting Trump, I think it became too much for us to sustain our friendship, honestly, the singer said during an appearance on the Axe Files podcast. Ye co-produced Legend's 2004 debut album Get Lifted, and the two have collaborated several times over the years. But Legend said he wasn't able to support the rap star when he announced his bid for president ahead of the 2020 US election. I wasn't alone in that, but you know, he wasn't happy about that, Legend recalled, and we really actually haven't been close since. Still, Legend is not interested in trashing Ye. He's been very open about who he is and his struggles with mental health, he said. And he's been very real, honestly. So I think there's a lot about him that people don't get. Like, he's pretty upfront with his opinions, his struggles, and the things that he's dealing with. Thanks to John R. Kennedy for today's stories. Visit iHeartRadio.ca for all the latest music news and subscribe to this podcast on iHeartRadio for a new episode of The Filter every day. And thanks for listening.